Every 2 years, Jamaicans from all over the world look forward to joining those in their home country for the staging of the Jamaica Diaspora Conference. The conference, usually held over a period of 3 days, is aimed at forging tangible alliances. The 7th Biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference is set for July 23 to 26 this year at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston under the theme Partnering for Growth. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, says the conference is one of the key calendar items on the Jamaica 55 series of events.
I want to share with you how excited we are about the fact that hundreds of Jamaicans are coming home to share in our vision and renewed energy of redeveloping Kingston and recognizing it as the great capital city that it is. We certainly are looking forward to having them here as Kingston celebrates 145th anniversary as our capital city and as Jamaica celebrates our 55th anniversary of independence.
She says the vision and scope of this Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference represents an affirmation of attributes that are uniquely Jamaican. Promotion of the conference is expected to be widespread. Senator Johnson-Smith says plans are in place to promote the event in the United States and possibly the United Kingdom. The event, launched in Jamaica on April 4, was also launched in Miami on April 24 and New York on April 25.
The time is short, so we're looking at whether the schedule can permit a London event, which we're hoping for in May, depending on the time, but we have not been able to map other locations at this time.
Senator Johnson-Smith says members of the diaspora have been showing a great level of enthusiasm about coming to their home country to participate in the event, which she says promises to be innovative, exciting, educational, and uplifting.
We look forward, therefore, to full participation in the conference as we explore practical ways of partnering to position our country for the attainment of the level of development that we think Jamaica greatly deserves.
The Foreign Affairs Minister says diaspora engagement is a significant part of the government's domestic and foreign policy. Owing to this, she says a new unit will be established at the ministry to deal more effectively with matters pertaining to the diaspora. In addition, the ministry has established a diaspora engagement task force in conjunction with the Economic Growth Council, the EGC. The EGC was appointed by Prime Minister Andrew Holness to advise Cabinet on various policies and reforms that would facilitate economic growth.
This task force will explore feasibility of some of the proposals that have been made, like the immigration service card, doing some of the technical work about how we can take diaspora engagement to another level, and reviewing the institutional framework that has been proposed in the draft national diaspora policy.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith. Over the 3 days of the conference, participants will be engaged in discussions on subjects such as the government's growth agenda, opportunities in education, health, agriculture, research, innovation, and the cultural and creative industries. Key emphasis will also be placed on engaging young people of Jamaican descent through a youth forum in an effort to nurture their involvement and facilitate tangible connections with other young people here in Jamaica. Signature features will include the Marketplace Exposition, a one-stop government at your service facility, church services, and a range of hospitality and cultural presentations. The activities will culminate with the Diaspora Day of Service, which will see members being mobilized in projects that enable them to give back to their communities.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone and help save the reefs we depend on. And that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.